Go figure. But I got a little bad news for you folks. Got some bad news. This isn't for the 1 in 4. This is for the 4 in 4. We are not equipped for the 21st century. Evolution did not prepare us for this. We just don't have the bandwidth. And for people who say, oh, they're having a nice day, they're perfectly fine, they're more insane than the rest of us. Because I'll show you where there might be a few glitches in evolution. Okay, let me just explain this to you. When we were ancient man, millions of years ago, we suddenly felt threatened by a predator, okay? I drew these myself. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Anyway, we would fill up with our own adrenaline and our own cortisol, and then we'd kill or be killed, we'd eat or we'd be eaten, and then suddenly we'd defuel and we'd go back to normal. Okay, so the problem is nowadays with modern man, when we feel in danger, we still fill up with our own chemical, but because we can't kill traffic wardens or eat estate agents, the fuel just stays in our body over and over, so we're in a constant state of alarm, constant state. And here's another thing that happened. About 150,000 years ago, when language came online, we started to put words to this constant emergency. So it wasn't just, oh my God, there's a saber-toothed tiger, which could be. It was suddenly, oh my God, I didn't send the email. Oh my God, my thighs are too fat. Oh my God, everybody can see I'm stupid. I didn't get invited to the Christmas party. So you got this nagging loop tape that goes over and over again, that drives you insane. So you see what the problem is? What once made you safe now drives you insane. I'm sorry to be the bearer of bad news, but somebody has to be. Your pets are happier than you are. So kitty cat, wow, happy, happy, happy. Human being, screwed. Completely and utter, so screwed. But my point is, if we don't talk about this stuff and we don't learn how to deal with our lives, it's not going to be 1 in 4. It's going to be 4 in 4 who are really, really going to get ill in the upstairs department. And while we're at it, can we please stop the stigma? Thank you.